Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Reginald Atatula, John Lopez, Figgy Fig is around doing content stuff. Sports Radio 610 on Instagram. Make sure you tap in there. And we're getting ready to hand it over to Clint and Ron. Clint and show of the drive, as you heard there from Big Voice Man. Appreciate Flight by Yingling for bringing all these things together. And, I mean, we have not talked about it yet. We'll have all week to talk about it, especially with guests. But, hey, man, the Super Bowl is coming together, is it not? Right? Like this, we have the Kansas City Chiefs. We have the Philadelphia Eagles here. Like this.
There is a game this week.
It is happening. It is happening this week. Like, immediate. What is the biggest story in this week that you are looking forward to?
Well, look, one thing that hit me over the course of this show when we were talking to Charles McDonald, it was kind of depressing.
Yeah, and thanks to Charles McDonald for sitting down with us earlier.
For sitting down with us and bringing this up, because he asked us, like, all right, so where is the, you know, where's the weak spot? How does this Chiefs team, you know, how can they become surmountable?
Yeah.
And I realized there ain't a whole lot.
Yeah.
There's not a whole lot where you're like, all right, that's declining. I mean, it's Travis Kelce and that's it. You know, everywhere else, they're pretty much setting out. Things change quickly in the NFL, as we know. But it's like, well, dang, they're going to be good for a while.
Yeah, that's on the long term.
And it's already been a while.
Yeah, the short-term situation is that, look, man, there's been teams that's played with them. If you can find a way to win third down.
Yeah.
All right, like, that's going to be one of the Eagles' charges here. And I imagine some of this also would probably be, hey, if you can, time of possession, that type of stuff, leaning in with the running game that they clearly have with this offensive line and Saquon Barkley. But, yeah, man.
But you asked the story.
Yes.
And that's something that I've been – it's kind of confusing because this should be, well, the Eagles are clearly better. I mean, they're a better team, T-E-A-M, you know, as Bill O'Brien would say.
Especially if you're just looking at it on paper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, every single element of this team is probably better than the Chiefs. So why aren't we all picking the Eagles? And I'm not saying we're not. I still may. But I mean, why is it such a mystery? Well, we know it's obviously Patrick Mahomes. And that Chiefs defense and the way they've been winning games. And, oh, by the way, this hasn't been mentioned yet, I don't think at all, during our show. Officiating. You know, that's part of it. Like, people are just reticent and reluctant to say, oh, yeah, Eagles are going to win this game. Because part of it's not just Patrick Mahomes. It's like, eh.
Yeah, what kind of whistle will you end up seeing in this is the question that you have.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. All right. So we'll dig into that game quite a bit during this week. That's part of one of the things that you have within this week. We'll have a lot of guests throughout this. And, again, it was cool that we got my guy Charles McDonald of Yahoo Sports to start. But how about this? CBS Sports put together this piece of, I mean, look, you're still, we're still Texans. They're still kind of trying to figure out who the coordinator will be of this team. And that, you know, that is something that we hope to have some level of answer on. But free agency is, you know, a little bit away, and trying to find ways to fix this team is something that we're very tapped in on. And CBS Sports put together a one free agent for each team that each team rather should prioritize.
I saw this
going into the offseason. And I was kind of interested in the name that they brought up. Now, you won't be surprised at the position at all, right? Without looking at it, because I know you said you saw it.
Yeah,
but I don't
saw
think
this.
Do you recall?
Go ahead. I think I do, and I'm a little vague now on which one it was.
It was offensive. It was an offensive guard, but it was Kevin Zeiler, who was a guard who played with the Detroit Lions this past year. I mean, this offensive line was very problematic. A veteran Pro Bowl guard like Kevin Zeiler would be a great idea, says CBS Sports. He's turning 35, still playing at a high level. Would the Shaq Mason experience give you any level of pause on this? Because, again, 35-year-old offensive guard. That sounds a little bit like where Shaq Mason has been, and he had been pretty good until it wasn't, right? Like the level of decline that is possible for an older guard. Would that throw you off the scent there?
Yeah, no, that wouldn't do a lot for me, to be honest.
Really?
At that age, at that position, because I think it's more about, you know, how they're blocking it up than Shaq Mason. He's not playing. He's not the same player he was.
Ooh.
But he has he fallen off a cliff?
I think so. Like, we're talking about size and mobility in a way that was problematic. Now, I guess when I bring up mobility, you come back to
if they decide to double-team the guards, he just needs to lean on them, you know. And I'm using that loosely. But I'm saying, you know, rather than trying to be this nimble, you know, guard that gets to the second level, that ain't going to work anymore with the Texans. Not with the way they're running the offense and the way they run around the offense.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Like, even in pass block, because, like, running is one thing, right?
Yeah.
Pass blocking where you're getting...
No, he's clearly not the best. Same player.
He's getting danced around, man.
Yeah. No,
like, that's the tough part about it. He's getting danced around at right guard. And that, like, pass blocking, it ain't no other, like, oh, well, if we change the scheme on it. Like, sometimes you just got to be able to get that
it's
dude
gonna be
that you're one
on
up with.
Man at some point.
And that's the part that's sliding a little bit. I did find it interesting, like, especially the idea of having a Kevin Zeiler who's been a part of a offensive line that has a decided, gritty culture, that has an identity that's like, yo, we're going to get out here and we're going to move dudes. We're going to road grade or whatever. That's an interesting idea of, like, bringing in somebody with some veteran experience there to help mold your room as you continue to move forward, especially with concerns that have been there for how are the voices in this room coming together? Or do they have a level of entitlement? Are they soft or whatever? Like, these words that get thrown out there.
Yeah.
It feels like Zeiler is the type of dude that could address that. I just immediately think, oh, yeah, but he's 35. And
that's the thing.
At what point do you have that drop-off? Because it happens for everybody.
You know what? The other interesting thing about the Texans and the scheme and everything that we're talking about, you know, you always hear offensive linemen, you know, talking about, and they talk about on broadcasts and everything else. Boy, they would rather run block than anything else. You know, run the damn ball. We want to run the ball. It's almost as if the Texans don't subscribe to that. They don't want to run the ball.
Well, they want to run the
linemen,
ball.
No, as linemen.
Oh, okay, I got you.
In this scheme. Because running the ball means, oh, I got to get all the way up there, and I got to get out here, and I got to move. Like, most offensive linemen, like, yeah, run the ball, run the ball. We're going to lean on them. We're gonna punch them and all that. The Texans are like, oh, man, can we pass? Because this is not going to work for us. Let's go ahead and drop back and pass.
Which, I mean, brings us back. Like, we were talking to Charles, and I thought it was interesting that he was talking about this because it feels like we've gotten to this place where, hey, if you have a different run scheme, especially if it's large, maybe more trending towards a gap scheme that seems to fit these guys, could it be possible that you just don't see very much change on this offensive line and maybe, like, a singular switch, like, at right guard, so to say, would be the one that you look at?
I'm kind of trending toward that. You probably picked up on it over the course of the last few days. On the air, it just sounds so cool to say let's move all these three guys out, these four guys out, and get in some guys that really know how to run this system.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We all know. I mean, it's a lot easier for the coach to change.
And, yeah, right.
And especially a coach, whether it's Gerard or Kaylee or whomever, Stenovich, you know, that knows how to run a different blocking scheme in the run game. And by the way, that's a good way to get in good graces with Nick Caserio and D'Amico Ryans. Go into that meeting and say, no.
What we got here.
No. What we have here, I can work with.
That could absolutely be a part of it.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, look. Yeah. It's nice to hear somebody can come in and be like,
hey, that last guy wanted you to trade everybody.
Right, I'm capable
I'm
of doing it.
I'm telling you, we can win with these guys right here with this scheme.
Yeah, I had not even considered necessarily the possibility that, hey, man, that could be a selling point and a way to help move yourself. Hey, yeah, someone might come in as a coordinator and be like, look, this is cool, but in order to do what I want to do, I'm going to need you to go out and buy a whole bunch of groceries. And somebody's like, no, what you got right now,
and
I can
Nick's
make the meal.
And going like, hey, whoa, that's my job.
Like, I can make the meal.
That's right.
Right? I can make the meal right here. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that would be an interesting part of it. And shout out to the 703 on the text line. They said, don't say three-peat. They're going for the Pat trick. I kind of like that.
Oh, okay.
I don't like that I like that.
Yeah.
But I kind of like it. I kind of do. All right. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. The fellas are sitting at the table, including my guy Clint, who's sitting in the exclusive furniture hot seat, which, by the way, Clint, just like, I don't think I've asked anybody yet, like, how would you describe sitting in this hot seat? How does it feel to you? What's it feeling like?
Exclusive.
Oh, there we go. That's the right answer. That's the right answer right there.
You look like it was made for you right now.
I could put them toes up and take a little nap. I mean, you know, I was up cooking breakfast early this morning for you boys.
I gave you a shout-out, man. That was
and thankfully you were clothed, too.
Yeah. Oh, he made it for the people.
All of us.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
You didn't get breakfast?
I got invited. I didn't want to. I thought he was down there making it for himself. He made it for the people.
No, real that's team nice. Player. I've already said that what we're going to do
not
in the show.
Not Aaron, but he made it for the people.
You were gone already, bub.
Yeah, he was out at 4. Aaron was out at 4, as was Clint. As was Sean and Seth. Mm. So they didn't get breakfast. But I think that we as a show are going to put together our roommate rankings. And I feel like you got some real good points for that one.
Well, look, I'm going to be honest with you. I've been a good roommate. I've been a tremendous roommate for 24 hours. We'll see if it lasts. We'll see if it lasts for the full week. Yeah.
Enjoy it while you can.
I have been very, very considerate. I mean, I've been very, very considerate.
That's so good. This is being honest.
Really, I'm interested in hearing what you did.
Yeah.
What you stopped yourself from doing.
It's some of what I did, and it's some of what I didn't do.
Mm. Yeah. Okay. All right.
That's good.
Just do your best.
So obviously, like I think we're gonna go through this once we get off the show. But I kind of want you boys' input. Like at the very least, who do you think would be at the very top of the roommate rankings after one day, and who do you think would be at the very bottom of the roommate rankings of the folks that have been here? Obviously, excluding B. Scott, who's not even made it to the house.
I think B. Scott would be at the bottom right now.
I'm not giving you the easy answer here.
I think it's been cool. I don't think anybody done that where I'm like, ooh.
But somebody got to be last.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I think
it might be me. I think I'm at the bottom right now just off of messing up. I might have messed up the Uber Connect.
Yeah. See, I can't put you down there. Like, listen,
I ain't got
Houston.
Enough experience with everybody.
Listen,
yet.
Houston.
We are in a frat house.
Listen, Houston in America. This boy living it out here, man. Now, Reggie, if ain't nobody going to enjoy this damn thing, Reggie going to enjoy this. Hey, Reggie almost did a cartwheel once we got on bourbon. You say he was ready. He has been ready to go.
That's right.
He's been ready to go. He said, I'm trying to. I mean, we in New Orleans, Lopez. Trying to learn the city. I'm trying to feel the vibe, man.
I'm telling you, man. I said it earlier on the show, and I know you guys will back me up. Seeing Radio Row and New Orleans through Figgy's and Reggie's eyes, first timers, is awesome for me. It's like, dang, man, they're in. He's like, we're not even the Lafayette. He's like, we're getting some beignets today. I'm like, all right.
Yeah.
He said, I got one thing on my mind. Beignets.
Beignets, baby.
But did you not appreciate it?
I told you. I told you yesterday.
You did. That's
my wife. Listen, I told you yesterday. I got you. I'm riding with you. I'm wingman in this thing. I'm trying to get you. I'm trying to push you. I'm trying to be right there with you. I want to experience this through you. I do. Well, I'm so happy for him. I mean, he got that Marty Schottenheimer gleam in his eye. That he used to talk. He got that thing. I love it.
Let's be honest. He keeps saying he's happy for you. He's just happy that's where you're at, so he can.
Well, yeah, you need a tone setter.
Mm-hmm. And you need like a Randy?
Yeah, you need a Randy. Yeah, shout out to Randy, Tina Rainbows. You need a tone setter, and he's already, because you're right. I sat there in that kitchen. I said, okay, all right, hold on now. I got to pick this up a bit. We got somebody out here who is stepping out, and I just don't want him to be alone.
And Ron goes, I'll go.
I got you. Where are we going? I got you.
Yeah, and that was keeping it light, what we did.
Listen, I'm telling you, I didn't need it to end last night. I was ready.
I know that we got the budget all together, and again, Flight by Yingling, Low T Center, all the fine folks that have helped us get out here. Did they give us a budget for possible, bail? Was that a part of it? Because I feel like,
well, look, I'm not going to jail with you, Richie. That's kind of where I.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to make sure.
I'm not going.
You won't know the line until you ask. You know what I mean?
Right there. Okay. I feel like that one's just all hell. Here comes.
Oh, all right. Here comes Parker Hillis.
No, there is no bail money, no bail budget.
All right. Well, it's just good. I will leave you
here if I have to.
And now we know.
You got to ask questions. That's how you find things out,
young fella.
Yes, sir.
Spread your wings. I got it.
I
can't scrub the web. I can't fix your reputation, but I can bail you out.
Reg, you spread your wings, but I'm not bailing you out. I'm just telling you, but I want you to spread them wings.
Oh, fellas, we have breaking news. Can you hit the sounder, Byron? I need the sounder, if you don't mind.
I feel like this sounds like something we all need to stay on here for.
Mm-hmm.
Yes!
All right, so...
That's happening.
All right, the sounder ain't happening. However, there it is.
Breaking news from Sports Radio 610 is presented by BetQL. Smarter bets start with BetQL. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today.
All right, this is per Ian Rappaport at Rapsheet on X or Twitter, if you like. Ladies and gentlemen, there is an offensive coordinator. The Texans are hiring Rams tight ends coach and pass game coordinator Nick Caley as their new offensive coordinator, as C.J. Stroud and the Houston offense get a new play caller, per Rappaport and Tom Pelissero.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.